This is An Invitation to Worship, an inside look at this Sunday's gospel reading with Bishop Gregory Parks, Bishop of the Diocese of St. Petersburg.
In God we trust. Four words that many take for granted based on our gospel reading this weekend from Matthew. It seems ironic that these words appear on our currency. In the reading, we find the Pharisees once again plotting to trap our Lord and thus get him into trouble with government officials and even the faithful Jewish community. First, they try to flatter him with compliments, then ask a question about paying government taxes. He answers their question with a question: whose image is this, and whose inscription? As he looks at the Roman coin, they answer, Caesar's. He then said, then repay what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God. The Pharisees had no response, as they were surprised at that answer. Jesus separates the two parties, the civil and the spiritual. He recognizes and acknowledges that government and fair taxes are necessary for the ordered society and to keep things running. Yet the lesson is that God is the ultimate ruler of all things, not a president, emperor, dictator, prime minister, or leader. God makes all things possible. The founding fathers of our country used words like, so help me God, in the presidential oath. But it wasn't until the mid-1900s that the nation began putting in God we trust on coins and adopting the phrase as the national motto. Now more than ever, we must put our trust in God to guide our nation and bring peace to our divisions. We pay taxes to the government, but we're called to give our hearts and souls to God. The unfortunate reality is that many people have an easier time paying taxes to the government than opening their hearts to the Lord. Pray for the strength to give to God what is His, your mind, body, and soul. I'm Bishop Gregory Parks inviting you to worship with us this weekend.
To find a local Catholic church, visit tampabaycatholic.org.